Friday morning, as you know, Friday. It doesn't matter about the weather, whatever the weather. We'll always have the joy of Nevin's company, thank God. Nevin, good morning to you.
Good morning. And I wonder, should I sing happy birthday to you?
Oh, well, is it?
Congratulations.
Thank you. You've been at it all week, the devils.
Ah, well, you deserve to get spoiled because you bring so much joy and happiness to each and every one of us. So congratulations.
We've had a great bit of crack over it. But anyway, we enjoyed it.
Did you get spoiled?
I did get spoiled, right.
Good.
And they made me mistake and me cream spinach and everything at
what?
Home. My lovely dinner, and of course,
you're
special
great.
Dinner for the spinach. No, I didn't make it. They made it.
I totally get that. And I hope you had a nice glass of red wine.
Do you know, it's
to
funny
wash
you should say
down.
That. It's funny you should say that. There's a lovely wine you serve in McNean's when you're allowed to open.
Rapasa.
That's the very one. And I had it snuck away, and we enjoyed it. It was wonderful.
Well, do you know on our wine list we have it on, and we said recommended and drunk by the one and only Marty Whelan.
You want to be careful somebody doesn't get a pence and that's a drunk Marty Whelan.
So we charge twice the price, so thank you very much.
We do what we can to keep you going. Well, listen, how are you, my friend? Because obviously you've been through the mill with your own bits and pieces to do with your sore chest. How are you progressing after?
No, I'm okay. I'm on the mend. I hurt me ribs, just for your listeners, playing football with my son.
That's right.
So thank you for that. No, I'm actually feeling an awful lot better. I'm probably about 80-85%. It's kind of slow. Because then it was muscular rather than breaking a rib. So
yes.
I'm definitely feeling an awful lot better. So thank you. You're very kind.
Listen, whatever about the lockdown, whatever about not being able to do things, it's to have that on top of everything else is an awful yoke.
Sore. No, I'd say that.
Yeah. So you've been minding yourself, I hope.
I got plenty of TLC at home.
That's the boy.
Thank God. Well, listen,
talk to me about today. What have you got for us?
Okay, so the kind of weather's changing, unfortunately. But anyway, but think positively. So I'm going to do kind of like an apple glazed bacon chops, which are gorgeous. And you can do this with pork, you can do this with chicken, but it's the glaze I really want to talk to you about.
Okay.
So when you're getting your bacon chops or your pork, try and get the Board B a quality mark, so they're Irish, and we know that. And you see the lovely green flag, and it's so we're supporting Irish farmers.
Of course.
But so the medallions are very lean, and bacon chops, I just think they're a beautiful, tender, soft, full of flavour cut, and they can be done on the barbecue, says you, and the weather change, but they can be done in the pan, in the oven, under the grill. But it's the glaze I want to talk to you about.
Right.
So we're going to talk about an Irish producer called Highbank Orchard. They're based in Kilkenny, and they grow the most fantastic variety of different apples. So they do, but what they specialise in is this apple syrup, and it's like an Irish maple syrup. That's exactly, but it's absolutely fantastic. And they also do a cider vinegar, so that's where you're getting the sweet and sour element.
Oh, you're using both, are you?
Yeah, I'm using both because I want to get a bit of sourness in there. I want to get a bit of spice, so I'm going to get a little bit of harissa spice, about a teaspoonful of that, because there's a good kick to that. Or you can use chili, just for your listeners.
Mm.
And then you mix that all together. What I like is the zest and the juice of half a lime,
right.
And a little bit of herb like fresh thyme. You know what works really well? I don't grow it a lot, to be truthful, with bacon or pork is sage, if any of your listeners have it. But
really?
Fresh thyme is perfect. So you can mix this all together. Your recipe obviously will be on your website, the Lyric website, so no need to give measurements.
Right.
You mix this all together. You start to just shallow fry or pan fry your bacon medallions in a little bit of oil and a little bit of butter. I'm using rapeseed oil. And then you mix up the glaze and you pour that over the actual the bacon medallions, and then because they don't take long to cook, they'll be done in 8 to 10 minutes.
That glaze is full of different flavors.
Well, it's sweet, it's sour, it's tangy. You have lime, you have apples, and then what we do, because I made this last week for the family, and I got a small Granny Smith fresh apple, and then I cut it into little wedges, kept the skin on, removed the core, and put that into the pan. So you have your bacon medallions, your bacon chops, you have your glaze in the pan, and then throw in the apples towards the end, so you have a bit of acidity, you have a bit of crunch, you have a bit of texture. And then with that, I just done a very, very simple salad. Or you can do green beans, or you can do broccoli, one of your favourites, Marty, or baby boiled potatoes, rice. This will work with really anything. It's getting this glaze right and delicious, and it's sweet and sour. And if you use, honestly, if you look for this Highbank Orchard, their apple syrup, I just think it's a fabulous product.
It sounds lovely.
And it's great, actually, for your listeners, for your children, for pancakes. Genuinely, it is lovely over ice cream too. So it's not just for this glaze that you're going to purchase it, you know, buy it and use it. It's multi It's multifunctional, so
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love the sound of that. Go on.
And then on the side of that, like in the recipe, what I just very quickly, what I did, what I got a couple of pears, a little bit of salad. My favourite salad is rocket, but that's just a personal thing. You can use it.
Well, I told you the problem with that for people with fillings. That's the trouble with that.
And I always laugh at the thought of it because you don't have to have fillings to have problems with rocket.
Well, that's
because
true.
It can catch in your teeth. But what I like about it, it's that it's lovely and full of vibrant flavours. Pepper, like it's lovely and peppery. And we're growing a little bit at home, but also our gardener in the restaurant, Kevin, has been dropping me up some rocket over the last couple of weeks. I like it. Mel is not a big fan now, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I personally really like it. So any kind of salad, a little bit of sliced pear and just the piece de resistance, and this is totally optional, lovely blue cheese. And the one that I recommended for this recipe is a Crozier blue cheese. And this is Cashel Blue, which is probably the most iconic blue cheese in the world. One of them, anyway. I've seen it in New York. I've seen it in Dubai. I've seen it all over. So it's from the Grubb family. They're based in Tipperary.
Yeah. But,
and the difference in Cashel Blue, which is made with cow's milk, Crozier Blue is made with sheep's milk. So that's where you
What's the difference, apart from the fact that it's a different animal, what's the difference in the flavours?
It's a really interesting question. I think they're both very distinctive and very unique. They're both creamy, they're both acidic. One is quite... I think the Crozier Blue has a lovely kick to it, in my opinion. I really like it. We serve it on our menu in McNean's, and we will again when we reopen, please God, very shortly. So it works
It's goat's cheese. It's bound to have a kick in it, so sure.
Absolutely.
But it's goat's cheese. Okay, I have to come clean here. Is there any other cheese you could use on it?
Oh, you don't have to. You could use Parmesan. You could use mozzarella. You could use a cheddar cheese. You don't have to use blue cheese.
Because the seducer here is a great fan of the blue cheese, but I have a problem with it.
Can I share with you a little story that I don't know if I ever shared with you before?
What?
So, me and Imelda, we went on our honeymoon and we had a lovely trip. We went to Australia, New Zealand, and we went to Bali. And I didn't eat blue cheese until I went to my honeymoon. We're married 12 years God, I hope I'm right. Jeez, I better check that with Imelda, sorry. but anyway, I never ate blue cheese.
Yeah.
And then I remember going into a restaurant, I had a blue cheese, a walnut, a celery and pear salad, and I said, wow, I fell in love with it. That is the truth.
Really?
It's a required taste. And, you know, like, you would be surprised how many people do like it, and there's people that don't like it. So any kind of cheese will work for this salad. You're getting the sweetness from the pears. You're getting the lovely kind of like texture. In the recipe it says walnuts, which is great, and then whatever kind of salad, and you don't have to use cheese if you don't like it.
Not all right. No, I like cheese. Blue cheese is a bit of a problem for me.
That's okay.
The smelly ones.
You can't like everything.
No, but that's very true. Could I have a go at this?
Oh, absolutely.
That's your plan.
What I'm always thinking of a recipe, can Marty do this? Can Marty do this?
All
can
right.
Marty do this? You know, I'm not even thinking of the listeners anymore. I'm thinking of you.
Stop.
I'm only joking.
This sounds lovely. And it's you're just serving it with a salad. You're not serving it with anything else.
It's up to you. I mean, like, listen, the weather is changing, so there's new season potatoes coming through now.
It's
just tossed in a bit of butter, which is gorgeous. You can do this with rice. You can do it with noodles. It's the glaze I'd love your listeners to try.
It is
fantastic. With chicken, with pork, with bacon, it works fantastic.
Well,
that sounds great.
So that's the glazed bacon medallions, or whatever, and the pear and blue cheese salad,
whatever cheese salad.
Okay, so that, have you a bit of a dessert, or are you done?
Have you got time for dessert?
Yeah, sure, I've always time.
So, I actually made this at home last week, and this is a very old dessert that my mother used to make in the restaurant, and it's a homemade custard. So you use 300 millilitres of cream and milk, so you boil that, and then in a bowl you whisk just by hand, and just you don't even dirty an electric mixer, just a regular whisk.
Yeah.
Two eggs, three egg yolks, 50 grams of sugar, and a little bit of vanilla pod or vanilla extract. Vanilla extract is better than vanilla essence for your listeners. It's more natural. That's only a wee tip.
Nice.
Now, so, okay, you bring the milk and cream to the boil. In a separate saucepan, you're going to make a caramel with 100 grams of sugar. So that will take about maybe 8 to 10 minutes. So you cook it on a nice kind of low heat, then bring it up. You put 100 grams of sugar, a quarter pint of cold water, that's in the recipe. And then you cook that for about maybe 10 to 12 minutes. And you'll see a change in, and it can burn. I guarantee you it can burn if you don't stand with it.
Yeah.
And then when the caramel is nice and brown, say like kind of like that apple syrup or a maple syrup. That's exactly that kind of colour.
Okay.
You pour it into the hot milk and cream. So a tip for all your listeners, because I did this last week, I didn't put it into a big enough saucepan and it boiled all over the thing. So when you boil the milk and cream, put it into a deep saucepan.
And did you have to get one of your people in to wash the
Absolutely.
Place down?
Absolutely. I just rang four of the staff and they came up. I'm only joking. I clean up after myself. Thank you.
Okay.
So the key to this is making the caramel, and then you boil the milk and the cream. It sounds difficult, but trust me, it's not. And with the deep saucepan, with the milk and the cream, that's hot. So when you pour the hot caramel in, it bubbles, and you might get a little bit of a fright at the start, but don't panic. It will dissolve, and it will... So what you're making is a caramel-flavoured milk and cream. That's exactly what you're doing.
It sounds lovely. And one of the things I've discovered, having moved into the kitchen on and off, is it's about coordination. It's about getting everything going at the one time and keeping an eye on everything, because I'd be difficult for saying, "Ah, those potatoes are grand," and then I'd come back and the bottom would be burnt out of the pot. Do you know, it's that coordinating thing that experts like you and Sinead and my current wife Mrs. Whelan are all very capable of, but I'm not. That's the problem for me.
It's baby steps. I think you're being very hard on yourself, because I think people like this sounds difficult. The hardest part is just making the caramel and putting it into the milk, and then what you do is you mix it all together. So you pour the caramel, milk and cream into the egg yolks, you pour it into a dish, you bake it into the oven. That's in the recipe. That's done in 20 minutes. That's just the tricky part. You're making a kind of like a set. You know the dessert creme brulee?
Oh, I do.
This is it's one of my favourite desserts.
It actually is my favourite.
My all-time favourite.
Me too.
And I made this last week for Imelda, the twins. And what I did, when I made it the night before. So you cook it in a bain-marie, which means a tray with some water. And that's explained in the recipe, which your listeners can get on your website.
Sure.
And then it takes 20 minutes in the oven at 150, excuse me. I let it go cold into the fridge. And then what I did is serve it with some berries, some strawberries and raspberries.
Sounds lovely.
And it was fabulous. But the key into serving it is, don't take it out of the fridge and eat it straight away. Take it out 20 minutes before you're going to enjoy it. Because whatever it happens, it's just nicer to a kind of like a custard, something like that at room temperature. I personally, that is the way I enjoy it.
Ah, that sounds lovely. That
it
sounds
is so
gorgeous.
Delicious. Trust me. Trust
that's
me,
caramel creme pots. And yes. Before that, the glazed bacon medallions.
I love it.
With pear and blue cheese. Listen, when do you expect to be opening, Nevin? What's the story now?
We are planning that, and we plan, please God, to open the 1st of July, and we're working through that. So we are with the 2 metre distance, and obviously we have to restrict our capacity. So we're working on that. We're getting our training, we're getting our procedures, we're getting, you know, a lot of this is common sense, but you do have to have procedures, and you know better than anyone going into work every day. Work
sure.
has changed, and our business is going to change. To be honest with you, it's like reopening a new business for us.
Yeah.
I'm nervous, I'm excited, I'm happy to open, but we have a big challenge ahead of us now.
And, you do.
And because we won't be doing the numbers, we're just going to have to maybe postpone people's bookings just for a while.
Yeah, but it's not as if it was easy to get into McNeans in the first place, because you were always very busy, thank God.
But we get loads of cancellations. I always like to remind people
that
people's plans may change. We need to give our staff, it's for the health and safety of the staff and the customers, as you know, that's what it's all about.
That's right.
And we need to give everyone the confidence that we still give them a great experience, but it'll be different. We won't be doing two sittings, it'll be one sitting. It'll be small, maybe residents only. We need to all plan that out.
And then it'll open up, please God.
Imelda has a great word, well said, Marty. It's temporary. And people will understand, everyone is in the same boat. It's a very difficult time for businesses, and we had a meeting yesterday for nearly 5 hours with some of the teams, so we have a lot of work to do in a short time.
Oh.
And we'll do it right, we'll do it steady.
Of course we'll
kind of crawl before we can walk.
I understand. Absolutely. Well, listen, we wish you well with that. Please God. Listen, I had Jim and Carol Dooley on. They said my husband Jim and I love this show, but every Friday with Nevin is very special.
Aww.
And we had the great pleasure of staying in the McNean restaurant many years ago for our 25th anniversary. Great weekend in Black Lion. The lovely Imelda was front of house, and after our amazing meal, Nevin arrived at the table to check we were all good. Your roast pepper tomato soup, 100%, she says. Your gratin of cod with prawns, 100%. Spinach and pesto is fab. So she's going to give me a whole recipe. And Jay, our grandson, is 8, loves to make Nevin sausage rolls with red Pesto. Look at that.
Wow.
There
well,
you
you've
go.
Made my day.
Jim
now,
and Carol
lovely.
Dooley, all the way from Blenerville in Tralee.
Aww.
Isn't that great?
Thank you, Martin.
I should play the Dooleys now for them. They used to be a band once. Anyway, we'll play something appropriate. So look, safe everything
you.
To you. And I'm so excited for you on the 1st of July. You'll have to send us some pictures.
Please, God, we will. And we'll keep in touch. And listen, a big happy birthday to you. I wish you a virtual
friend,
hug.
You're very kind. And
you're
listen, we'll talk later on and keep the faith, Nevin. God bless you.
Up with the chops. Bye-bye.
Take care, my friend. Take care. Good
luck. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Where are the Dooleys at all? How we'll play something.